We have the Help Book E10 finishing the tax year up to 5th of April 2009. Very useful when we're coming to do the end of year returns. We then have the Help Book E11 starting the tax year from the 6th of April 2009. And we must remember that preparation for next tax year has to start now, not leaving it until the 6th of April. Next, I'm pointing you out towards the CWG5 Class 1A NICs on benefits in kind. Many of you will have heard me say before, it's one of my favourite booklets, and in particular, Appendix 1 Common Benefits, which is particularly helpful in deciding whether NICs are due, and if so, whether Class 1 or Class 1A applies. And then, in a few months' time, when we start talking about P11D completion, it'll tell you where to, on the P11D, the particular expense payment or benefit is to go. We have the CWG2 Employer Further Guide to Pay-as-You-Earn and National Insurance Contributions, quite a lengthy booklet and with more detailed advice on many things that may affect payroll year-end and the reporting requirements. We have the 480 Expenses and Benefits, a tax guide, which again will be very useful for you when it comes to dealing with P11Ds in a few months' time. And the 490 Employee Travel, a tax and NIC guide, which again is extremely useful in helping us decide what expenses are taxable, what expenses perhaps have to be reported for payroll year-end purposes.